This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A driver killed and two passengers injured in an early morning crash. The BOT condemns school violence and vows to equip teachers with skills in conflict resolution. Meantime, Barbados's newest political party wants government to implement their party's security plan for the education system. The BAS wants government to ensure that its milk import licenses are given to those interested in developing the sector. And whole town guests and residents share mixed reactions on the relocation of the Civic Center. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A driver has been killed and his two passengers injured in a crash in the early hours of this morning. The fatal road traffic collision occurred about 2:40 p.m. along Paradise Road, St. George, and involved a double cab motor vehicle. According to a police statement, the double cab was traveling along Paradise Road going in the direction of Applewaite's when the driver overtook a vehicle, lost control, crashed, and was thrown from his vehicle. Ambulance personnel were summoned to the scene but found no signs of life. A medical doctor pronounced death. The front and rear seat passengers complained of injury and were transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance. Sources indicate that the deceased was in his late 20s. Shakira Hunt witnessed the accident.
We're coming down the road and the guy overtake me and he hit the cut rock and his car flew into the air and he laid down the shed and he burst a pipe and then the van overturned. Then I got out the van to see what was wrong and the lady called out. I thought she was a driver but she was not. And she was calling for a name and then I came around to the other side and saw the guy on the floor. His eyes were open at the time. And then like 10 seconds after, they were not. A little bit of speed he had with the angle that he went into caused the van to fly in the air and turn over.
Paradise Road was cordoned off and motorists asked to use an alternate route. The Barbados Union of Teachers condemns acts of violence in this country's education system, stressing that schools should be a safe space for teachers and students. General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael believes violence in schools is a symptom of a larger problem in society. He spoke with Starcom Network News in the wake of the stabbing of a student at the Barbados Community College this week.
So ultimately, security remains paramount to BUT. We will always make sure that we have safe spaces for staff and students alike. We unequivocally denounce any form of violence, whether it be student on teacher or student on student. We have to make sure that we have a situation where the learning environment is one that is safe and one that makes everybody feels that they're secure. What I will say to you, though, is that we also have to be mindful that as a country, we would also have to look at what is going on in our society, because education institutions remain microcosms of society, and therefore we will also have to make sure we have a national dialogue as well as having dialogue with our membership.
He said they will meet with their members to equip them with the skills needed to resolve similar situations that may arise in the future.
We will have to, as a union, meet with our membership to get a clear idea as to, you know, how rampant these situations are. I can tell you, though, that one situation, one incident is one too many, and we will always have to have dialogue with our membership to make sure that we equip them with the necessary skills to make sure that they know how to de-escalate situations whilst preventing any injury to themselves or to students.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Gilbert Carmichael. The Conservative Barbados Leadership Party is calling on government to implement a security policy framework designed by the party to address safety concerns in schools. President of the party, Corey Beckle, says his call comes in response to the recent stabbing of a student at the Barbados Community College. He stresses that students and staff deserve a safe learning environment and notes that the party had submitted a detailed document to authorities.
Not only do the youth of this country need better opportunities to live peaceful and productive lives, they need the best opportunities and the best environment possible to make the benefits of those opportunities a reality. As our office has suggested at our recent launch, we completed and provided the Prime Minister's office and the Ministry of Education with a comprehensive secondary school security policy framework and security audit of each secondary school, roughly about 2 years ago. That policy can be implemented at the primary, secondary, and tertiary level, and it ensures that our children, and indeed our youth, are protected. The youth of this country have the right to be educated in an environment that is safe and conducive to learning.
President of the Conservative Barbados Leadership Party, Corey Beckles. The Barbados Accreditation Council has signaled its intention to support courses provided by the National Transformation Initiative by signing a memorandum of understanding formalizing a partnership between the two entities. The Accreditation Council's Executive Director, Lisa Gale, stressed that they will support any undertaking that adds value to the well-being of Barbadians.
Today marks a formal acknowledgement of the BAC, of the crucial role that the NTA plays in lifelong learning. It also signals that the BAC is embracing and acknowledging all training opportunities that we believe add value to this country's educational and training infrastructure. Indeed, some members of the team here at the BAC have already embarked upon, and in some cases completed, training opportunities provided through the NTIA's courses. Some, specifically the many Coursera-based subject areas.
And NTI's director, Dr. Allison Leacock, stressed that the Accreditation Council's endorsement of NTI programs is a progressive step for the council.
BAC's endorsement of NTI's e-learning initiatives underscores their progressive thinking and also the high-quality, flexible education pathways that do not compete but complement traditional accreditation. This MOU is not just about an agreement. It is about aligning policy with progress and ensuring that Barbadians have access to globally competitive, future-proofed learning.
Director of the National Transformation Initiative, Dr. Allison Leacock. The Barbados Agricultural Society wants government to ensure that those who are provided with licenses to import milk, that they have an interest in the development of the dairy industry in Barbados. Chief Executive Officer James Paul believes that there are some investors who may not have the best interest for the sector. He was speaking in the wake of the milk shortage in the country.
What I would want to advise again when it comes to this whole question of importation, that we do not facilitate a situation where we give license to people to import milk in this country who have no interest in the development of this country's dairy sector. This is the problem that we face all the time, where licenses are granted to people to import who would like to see the destruction of this industry. And I would want to encourage, if there is going to be any license to import it for importation, that it be handled, given to those people who have an interest in terms of the maintenance of our local dairy sector, rather than people who have absolutely no interest, and as a matter of fact, they work towards its destruction.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. There continues to be mixed reaction to government's plans to relocate the Whole Town Civic Center, making way for tourism development. Starcom Network News visited the area yesterday, and while some supported the move, others think government is making a mistake and should preserve the site in its current form.
I think it's a bad idea. I always thought that this was a heritage place, which has been here for many, many, many years. And it is part of the heart of Whole Town, to be honest, and I think to get rid of it for a holiday complex is the wrong idea. There's still spaces of land either side of here and up there as well. When the tourists have gone, this place has got to be for the people who live here.
The West Coast is not a bad area for tourism, but not this place we in right now. Because it's already established businesses around here, you can't just head down to Medway for tourism. In my opinion, I end in Davies depends solely on tourism, but I believe we can still find other things to work around it.
Well, the jet ski guys may have a little bit, depending on whether or not they leave the road open, because some of them push off here, as you can see. But apart from that, I don't think there should be any problem. Change is inevitable, man. Changes must come about.
I'm saying the beach belongs to us, and I'm a licensed beach vendor, so I don't see how that should affect me. I like the fact that it is a historic place. Here's where the settlers first came in, and I'm really disappointed in that they're going to be moving it.
Voices of people around the Civic Center in Whole Town yesterday. Recapping the headlines. A driver killed and his two passengers injured in an early morning crash. The BUT condemns school violence and vows to equip teachers with skills in conflict resolution. Meantime, Barbados's newest political party wants government to implement their party's security plan for the education system. Barbados Agricultural Society wants government to ensure that its milk import licenses are given to those interested in developing the sector. And Whole Town guests and residents share mixed reactions on the relocation of the Civic Center. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.